Whenever a new collection of poetry by Billy Collins appears, I move it to the top of my TBR list. I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a bi-monthly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. After reading through this volume three times, I absolutely love nearly every poem in it. I met Mr. Collins last year in Louisville, Kentucky, and had him sign a paperback copy of the collection Picnic Lightning, which has my favorite Collins poem in it, Shoveling Snow with a Buddha. As I have said before, if I can ever write a poem about which someone who knows says, "It reminds me of Billy Collins," I will consider myself a poet. I started about 20 poems, and it was quite a struggle to decide which to reproduce here, but I did it. Two Creatures represents everything I love about poetry, everything I love about Billy Collins, and everything I aspire to in my own work. He writes, "The last time I looked, the dog was lying on the freshly cut grass, but now she has moved under the picnic table. I wonder what causes her to shift from one place to another, to get up for no apparent reason from her spot by the stove, scratch one ear, then relocate, slumping down on the other side of the room by the big window. Or I will see her hop onto the couch to nap, then later find her down on the Turkish carpet, her nose in the fringe. The moon rolls across the night sky and stops to peer down on the earth, and the dog rolls through these rooms and onto the lawn, pausing here and there to sleep or to stare up at me, head in her paws, to consider the scentless pen in my hand or the open book on my lap. And because her eyes always follow me, she must wonder, too, why I shift from place to place, from the couch to the sink or the pencil sharpener on the wall, two creatures bound by the wonderment. Though unlike her, I have never once worried after letting her out the back door that she would take off in the car and leave me to die behind the solid locked doors of this house." This sounds a lot like my faithful lab, Marcy. Of course, the humor in the poetry of Billy Collins is never far from my thoughts. Feedback demonstrates his wonderful dry sense of humor. The woman who wrote from Phoenix after my reading there to tell me they were still talking about it just wrote again to tell me that they had stopped. No comment necessary. If you don't read much poetry or none at all, try Collins. You might have to keep trying, and one day it will settle into your mind and you will know. 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or a comment about this segment, please share your views with us. Feedback is welcome and encouraged. Go to kwbu.org.